Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my friend Germanicus. We are Roman citizens observing the 21st century. In our time, the might of Rome answered all crises. Sometimes there were troubles along the frontier and you sent a legion or a cohort, or you made it very clear to the governor who was supposed to be maintaining order that he was no longer successful. And that usually led to a solution. Right now, the solution for the split-screen war is not clear. And I read some headlines to Germanicus so that he can update his measure of the war in Ukraine. UK and US quietly pushing for EU expansion to bolster Ukraine funding, reads the Telegraph. Biden considering huge one-and-done Ukraine aid package, says the Telegraph. Joe Biden facing unprecedented resistance to U.S. support for Ukraine, says the Telegraph. Why do I read the Telegraph? Because my experience in the 21st century is that it has a direct line to the Ministry of Defense, and that's Five Eyes. And that's also political concerns, given the turmoil in parliamentary politics right now. Finally, the Wagner Group reportedly bought Chinese satellites for use in war in Ukraine. That's the Telegraph. Germanicus, it is clear now that the U.S. Congress no longer supports the funding for Ukraine, that is, the Ukrainian plans for the third year, no longer supports it uniformly. It might not support it at all. It's hard to tell. The funding was denied. It is not now in train. The White House is promising, what is this, one and done? Some wizardry with the accounting. This, of course, is being watched in Moscow very carefully. It would appear that Ukraine has used up its easy victories in Congress and is now going to have to lobby effectively or face a future in which they're going to run out of ammo. I don't know whether there was a moment this happened. We've been warning about it because we've been hearing about it for months, but here it is. Does Ukraine have a way out of this? Does Russia now wait this out because the money is drying up?
The vectors in the matrix are coming together, and the vectors are, first of all, the signal sent by the shift in American sentiment against continuing to supply Ukraine open-endedly with weapons and, of course, with money. That signals to them that the end is near. Second, the failure of the Ukrainian counteroffensive has now been sealed by the onset of heavy rain all along the line of contact. And that means the Rasputitsa is here. That means that Ukraine, even if it wished to, is in no position to stage any sort of offensive action. And third, there is a very powerful coordinated Russian assault going on right now to spread out the Ukrainian capacity to reinforce different sectors of the front and to actively wear it down while it is now passively unable to really move against any kind of Russian attacks. And this presages larger offensive action at some point in the future. But what it is going to do is bring home to all Ukrainians, but especially the men in uniform who have seen their entire army brought down and who are now in a very weak and tremulous place. And that army is not going to be good for much of anything for very much longer. And then add to that the fact that Russia is in a position now to go after their already weakened electrical grid and to bring Ukraine to a point of extremis in the coming months. All of this signals to Ukrainians that they've been betrayed, and betrayed, of course, by NATO and the United States and their siren song, but also betrayed by their current regime. And it is a severely oligarchic regime, severely corrupt, and it has had less and less care for the lives of Ukrainians thrown into what they term, in a horrible metaphor, the meat grinder world of human mind clearing and human attacks unsupported by armor that the counteroffensive has devolved into. And so you have all of those many dynamic vectors coming together in a way that may spell an actual coming apart relatively soon in Ukraine. And that's something that we cannot predict in terms of timing, but that we know is the final stage before the end. And so that is where we're at in Ukraine. And Russia knows it. And Russia is focusing on crafting a strategy that will best achieve their goals in Ukraine, which will be a complete collapse of the regime and its replacement with a client state, but also the culmination of Russia's desire to incorporate the Russian-speaking and pro-Russian parts of Ukraine still outstanding that were once called Novorossiya. And this is, I think, now within Russia's grasp. And the big question will be, what will NATO and the U.S. do? And what the U.S. and NATO will do will be very much inflected by the coming apart of the architecture in the Middle East, a U.S. security architecture in the Middle East, and perhaps by coming conflict in which the U.S. will inevitably be drawn into, potentially with Iran. And that will all take away attention from Ukraine, which will only add to their spiraling downward. And this is the sad place that Ukraine has been brought to, thanks mostly to U.S. and NATO policy.
One and done. Does that tell you, Germanicus, that a decision has been made at the White House that Ukraine is no longer primary? One and done?
It's a last gasp. I'm not sure that you can get Congress to approve $100 billion one and done. Plus, no one believes this administration at any level, to the extent that it would not be one and done. It would be assumed that if the Congress was weak and pliant enough to accede to that, that it would certainly be presented with new demands for more aid down the line. Plus, I think everyone now, looking at where Ukraine is at the moment, that this money cannot be translated into any useful increment of military force or effectiveness that Ukraine could use in the near future, because there's nothing left to give them at the moment. All it would do would be to continue to pay for Ukrainian pensioners and continue to keep the Ukrainian government afloat. But it would do nothing to really add to Ukrainian military power, which at this point is almost spent.
Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius John Batchelor. The moment for Ukraine may have passed. It's hard to say at this point, but the war in the Middle East is at a moment where anything at all can happen, and that makes everything difficult to see, anything at all. According to the headlines, if there is targeting underway, it now includes Gaza, Beirut, Damascus, and Tehran. And Tehran, of that group, is an ally of Moscow. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.